We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
A nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 now here on this Thursday morning in 70 degrees. The Fed lowers interest rates again. What can that mean for you?
The central bank cutting interest rates by a quarter percentage point for the second time in as many months to a range of 1.75 to 2%. The move is expected to shave borrowing costs on credit cards, home equity loans, adjustable rate mortgages, and auto loans. Reducing rates impacts the bond market, which means mortgage rates will come down. But if you're a saver, you'll likely see less money in your money market funds. Basically, lower rates help people and businesses who borrow and tend to hurt people who save. And if you have credit card debt, you'll get some relief, but not much, with your monthly bill reduced by only a couple bucks. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
The Sedgwick County Commission was plenty busy in their weekly meeting Wednesday.
The board heard another request for a group home for foster children, which was proposed in the 8300 block of South Hydraulic near Hayesville. After much discussion and public input, the board voted 3-2 to deny the conditional use permit. The commission approved a proposal to renew a grant in the amount of just over $1 million for the Shelter Plus Care housing program. Finally, a policy for recommendations for at-large advisory board appointees is still being worked on and was deferred to the first week of October. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The city council for a small southeast Kansas community has fired its administrator, attorney, and clerk without any discussion, prompting the mayor to threaten to resign and then walk out of the meeting. The Pittsburgh Morning Sun reports the mass firings happened during Monday night's meeting in Frontenac, a town of about 3,400 located just to the north of Pittsburgh. The reasons for the surprise terminations remain unclear. The Morning Sun has filed a records request. According to data released by the Tax Foundation this week, Kansas is still one of the highest states for sales tax. Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosnell reports.
Michael Austin is with the Sandlian Center for Entrepreneurial Government at the Kansas Policy Institute. Austin says the increases we've seen recently are not at the state level.
Even though the state sales tax rate has remained at 6.5% since 2015, at the local level, what we're seeing are more and more county governments, more city governments are finding ways to hike up their sales tax rates for a myriad of purposes.
As of August 1st, the combined state and local sales tax rates in Overland Park, Olathe, Lenexa, Shawnee, and Leawood were all above 9%.
A new Fox poll looks at the Democratic presidential field and finds a narrowing lead in the race for the nomination.
Still leading the Democratic pack, former Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke to union leaders this week.
You all know me. I have never not been with you. I have never not taken a risk of being with you.
Biden has 29% support ahead of Bernie Sanders with 18% and Elizabeth Warren at 16%. Those three and Kamala Harris all fare better than the president in head-to-head matchups. As for President Trump, he gets 86% support against his primary challengers.
We're winning again and we're winning big.
And respondents give him a 46% chance to win re-election next year. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
A 16-year-old Long Island, New York boy was fatally stabbed in a fight while dozens of teens recorded it for social media instead of helping.
At least 50 people stood by as Cassine Morris lay on the concrete outside of a mall, bleeding to death. Nassau County Police Detective Lieutenant Stephen Fitzpatrick could hardly believe it.
Your friends are dying while you stand there and video it. That's egregious.
The fight was reportedly over a girl, the suspect or ex-boyfriend, who had said he wanted to fight Morris after Cassine had walked the girl home from a party. Now 18-year-old Tyler Flack is under arrest and charged with second-degree murder. Police say they used recordings on social media as well as surveillance footage from neighboring businesses to identify who was responsible. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Well, today looks to stay very warm and dry. We're watching this tropical system well off to our southeast that will start sending moisture our way and will likely bring us some rain for the weekend. Sunny, breezy this afternoon with a high close to 90. Tonight becomes partly cloudy, our low 68, and a few thunderstorms on Friday with a high 82. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 70 degrees and a south wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning. Time for entertainment news. The Blur, and on the Blur desk this morning, Jad Chambers. Jad.
Nominations announced for the Emmy Awards. Here's Fox's Ashley Dvorkin. She's going to tell us who makes the list.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with the Fox Emmys Profile. Here's a look at this year's Emmy nominees for Outstanding Drama Series. The final season of Game of Thrones getting a nod in this category. Just one of its historic 32 nominations.
This is my vision. I take over. You two under me.
Under you.
The corporate family battle of HBO's Succession is also in the running. Season 2 is currently underway. Netflix has the gritty money laundering thriller Ozark, led by Jason Bateman and Laura Linney. Plus the action thriller Bodyguard, following a war vet turned protection officer.
We are dying, and it's time that we fight.
The FX series Pose highlights the drama of the musical ballroom community. It was recently renewed for a third season. AMC's Better Call Saul is nominated for a fourth consecutive time in the drama series category. Also going for top honors is Killing Eve, with its cat and mouse chase starring Sandra Oh and Jodie Comer as MI6 operative and assassin on the run. And NBC's time-jumping emotional roller coaster, This Is Us. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
I think the only one of those I watched was Ozark. It's about the only one I watched. It was a good show, though. Motley Crue says the biography of their band life made their own relationships better. Here's Fox's Laura Ingle.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. In some cases, a movie being made about your band can push musicians apart. Don't go away, not the case for Motley Crue band members. Bass player Nikki Sixx tells Billboard magazine the experience of making Motley Crue's biopic, The Dirt, saved the band members' friendships and took them back to the old days after they started feeling disconnected during their 2015 farewell tour. Sixx tells Billboard he felt detached in a lot of ways, adding he didn't feel the camaraderie backstage, saying that they would do meet and greets and they would all be cordial, but it just didn't feel the same. But since the movie, it's all felt like it used to be. He noted that when his daughter Ruby was born in July, the first presents were from the members of Motley Crue. They were the first things that showed up, he said, adding Mick Mars was texting him like, "When's that girl coming?" This, he says, coming from guys who didn't talk to each other. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Well, Steve, do you remember the movie The Devil Wears Prada? Was that?
Sure do. It was a good movie.
Yeah. Well, guess what? That movie could be coming to Broadway.
Elton John's The Devil Wears Prada, the musical based on the hit Meryl Streep and Hathaway film, will debut next summer in Chicago. The musical's pre-Broadway run will take place from July 14th through August 17th. The musical is expected to hit Broadway for the 2020-2021 season.
You work a year for her and you can get a job at any magazine you want.
You have no style or sense of fashion.
I don't know.
The Devil Wears Prada film was based on the 2003 novel and follows aspiring journalist Andy Sachs, who takes a job at a Vogue-like fashion magazine as an assistant to the demanding editor-in-chief, Miranda Priestly. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Of course, if it bombs in Chicago, it probably won't make Broadway, but I don't know. Devil Wears Prada, it will probably do fairly well in the theater. An uproar over the idea to make remake a classic movie, The Princess Bride. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
The CEO of Sony Pictures recently revealing pitches were made by very famous people to remake the 1987 classic, The Princess Bride, sending fans into a tailspin on Twitter. Many saying,
"Inconceivable!"
Texas Senator Ted Cruz tweets, "Don't mess with perfection." Actress Jamie Lee Curtis posts, "Oh, really? Well, I married the six-fingered man," referring to husband actor Christopher Guest, who starred in the film. She adds, "There is only one, the Princess Bride." Actor Cary Elwes, who played Wesley in the flick, adds, "There's a shortage of perfect movies in this world. It would be a pity to damage this one." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Some pretty witty responses right there. Plus, Andre the Giant's no longer with us, so you can't make the Princess Bride anymore.
Not with him gone.
No, not without Andre the Giant. You couldn't do that. Wouldn't work out at all. Okay, well, we'll wind things up here with some of the late night humor that's going on. Here's James Corden from the Late Late Show.
The store cashier in Japan was recently arrested on allegations of stealing the credit card information of 1,300 customers using only his memory. The cashier allegedly memorized credit card numbers while processing customer orders. Now, I think if you can memorize 1,300 credit card numbers, I think you've earned a shopping spree.
And here's Jimmy Fallon from The Tonight Show.
This year, Amazon wants to release 8 new Alexa-powered devices, including a microwave oven, a subwoofer, and an amplifier. Which is great until you ask one Alexa what the temperature is outside and hear
78 degrees.
Decent one from The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That's all we have time for on The Blur today. The Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Napoleon Appliance Repair has been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. You can call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. If you've got appliances that need repair, call Napoleon Appliance Repair.
8:40 now, Stephen Tinton in the morning. And coming up, editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. New government work for a local company. That's on the way. Stephen Tinton in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.